Hello, everyone, and welcome to the May 29th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for May 29th to June 5th and beyond? June gets started with a new moon. This month's lunation happens on Saturday, June 4th, at 20 degrees Taurus in the sidereal zodiac, and is exactly conjunct Venus. This new moon kicks off the Hindu lunar month of Jyeshta, named for the nakshatra, the lunar sign of that name, where the full moon ordinarily falls on June 20th, except that this year, the full moon will be in the following lunar sign, Mula, a fierce sign known for difficulties and extreme events. So, this gives us a clue that this year's Jyeshta month will be a bit unusual. When a new moon is closely involved with another planet, the energy of that planet has a major influence on the month's energy. Here we have Venus, the planet of love, relationship, art, pleasures, appearance, guidance, and so forth, exactly conjunct the new moon. Venus rules the sign Taurus, so this magnifies the qualities of Taurus, the sensual materialist of the zodiac, determined to get value for the effort. But there's another influence operating here. On the other side of the zodiac, directly opposite the new moon, is retrograde Saturn in Scorpio. Saturn, the planet of harsh realities, obligations, restrictions, delays, puts the brakes on Venus and on the new moon, and therefore on the energy of the month. Saturn's retrograde condition makes it even more obstructing and unyielding. So, the promise of sweet Venus in Taurus gets altered by Saturn, the reality check planet, the planet of karma you can't get out of. And there's more. Notice that the new moon and Venus at 20 degrees Taurus are exactly square to Jupiter, which is at 20 degrees Leo. Square aspects create the energy of challenges, indicating situations that can't develop into events easily, that require dealing with discordant, conflicting circumstances. In fact, what we have here is a T-square, with the Venus full moon on one arm, Jupiter on another arm, and Saturn in the third position. And, if you would like to include it, Neptune, at nearly 18 degrees Aquarius, fills the fourth position, creating what is known as a grand cross in Western astrology. Thus, the Taurus new moon is taking part in a difficult celestial pattern, suggesting that the next 4 weeks will be quite frustrating, which shouldn't surprise us too much, since Mars, the planet of action and moving things forward, is still retrograde, still moving backwards until June 30th. So, not the best month for doing something really important. Okay, thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.